Oh, let's do the Noodaloo too. Like I said, are you going? You got kids going back to school. Are you someone that likes to take your lunch with you, but you don't want to use plastic bags or paper bags all the time? You want something that's reusable. How about something that's super cool and also has a neat backstory? Take a listen.
His oldest regret, she's unable to lunch today.
Hey, just in case you haven't heard, Lou's new podcast, Lunch with Lou, is officially live. So grab your lunchbox and some headphones and maybe find a sunny spot in a park somewhere for your lunch break this week. Hey, but do you have a lunchbox? Does your child going off to school need a lunchbox? If so, we've got some super cool lunch totes and insulated cooler bags we found at this year's Home and Housewares show that we want to tell you about. And they ain't just for kids. So Young is a company founded by Catherine Choi, who named her company after her Korean first name. At the time, she was having trouble finding lunch totes that were playful but not childish and distinctive instead of dull. The result? A lunch and snack bag that's sophisticated with imagery that's bright and fun. So Young totes are made with EVA-coated linen exterior, a PVC-free removable interior, and contains no phthalates. And no lead. Whatever, it's safe. They're just really cool looking and simple, both for kids and adults. They've also got an adjustable strap so you can wear them as a backpack or a messenger tote or attach them to a stroller. So Young lunch carriers are worth showing off. For more information, we'll put the link up for you on Lou's Facebook and Instagram page. Also, you can check out our House Smarts Instagram page. I mean, we just want to make it easy for you.
Miss Otis regret, she's unable to lunch today.
That's this week's New to Lose 2.
It's a really cool lunchbox, right? And it's
It's different. It's it's like made of raw linen, so it's easy to wash and it's eco-friendly. And it's got a cool backstory. The woman is a recovering, I think she had drug addiction about 20 years ago, and she wanted to make change, and she said, I can either
sink or
swim.
All about second chances. And go and support Second Chances, and it's really cool. We'll put it all up on Facebook. You can learn more, and we'll put it up at WGNRadio.com. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.